Yeah. We're going to call the Technical Advisory Committee meeting to order. Chairman, do we have a quorum?
We do.
All righty, so we'll move on to the meeting minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Thank you. Okay, first and second, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Meeting minutes are approved. We'll move on to staff reports. Curtis Baker.
All right, since Bobby has somewhere to be, I will be quick.
Just who I am.
Attachment 3A, our financial progress report for the first part of this fiscal year. We spent about 13% of the budget and are in good fiscal shape. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
That was great.
Yeah.
You got someplace to be?
Yeah.
Well, we have a motion that is required.
The most you move to approve.
One second.
All right. Okay. First and second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Moving on to technical progress report. Matt?
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Just a handful of quick things here. I'm not going to do a full item on CMAQ, but just a reminder from last time, we have reviewed all of the applications, done what we can do. We're getting ready to ship those off to the statewide urban CMAQ committee at the end of September here, so probably next Friday we'll send those down. And then we'll have our meeting at the end of October where we kind of determine or get a pretty good idea of what's going to be funded, and then should have a full update by our December meeting. Wanted to mention a couple updates. Some of you attended the Access Ohio, which is the state long-range plan meeting here at ODOT a few months ago. ODOT is doing a second round of these. It'll be Tuesday, October 21st. That'll be at the main library in Akron on South High Street. 1 o'clock for the stakeholder workshop, 1 to 3. And then a public open house will be at 4 o'clock. So they're just looking for feedback on the proposed strategies for managing congestion, improving safety, creating a multimodal transportation system, all of that good stuff, similar to what we would do with our long-range plan. Of course, we're getting ready to, and Amy will talk a lot about our upcoming application rounds. Just a reminder, some of you have already been reaching out, but we're here to help. If you have questions or just want to talk through possible project ideas, we certainly encourage that. So keep that in mind. And then, last but not least, just wanted to mention, if you haven't registered already for our annual meeting, that will be October 10th, 8:30 a.m. At the Sheraton in Cuyahoga Falls. So we hope to see you all there. And that's all I have. But if you have any questions on any of those items or other stuff that's been going on at AMATS, I'm happy to answer.
I have a question. Call me crazy. Is the annual luncheon a different weekend this year?
No. It's always the Columbus Day, the Friday before Columbus Day.
Okay, because OML is that week, like the last 3 days of that week, so it's the same. Yeah, it's the same time period.
Luckily, we already know that you're not conflicted on where you're going.
I might have to cancel my hotel reservation
first. typically we try not to, but sometimes I know we're trying to pay attention to OTEC because that's the big technical engineering. OML, I've never heard of us having a conflict with them before, so yeah. I don't know if that's... Sometimes our sister agency up north schedules their annual meeting the same day as ours, but, sorry about that.
No, it's all right. I'm going to miss y'all. You might not miss me, but I'm That's all.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Matt. We're moving on to the federal funds report.
Not much has changed with the federal funds report, same as last time, pretty much. So we still are going to need a loan at STBG at the end of the year. a small portion of Worcester State Reconstruction actually has encumbered. It was refinanced and encumbered in this fiscal year. Carbon Reduction Program only has one project in it this year, and it's not till fourth quarter. Air Quality and Ride Share have come out of CMAC, and the two bus purchases have transferred to FTA, so that money has come out. So far, we really don't have a lot of things that are encumbering, and this year is very, very heavy in third and fourth quarter encumbrances, so even in December, you probably won't see a lot of encumbrances at the December meetings. We have a few that may sell in the third or the second quarter, but for the most part, probably not. So I just wanted to give everybody a little idea. The next project review meetings are going to be in December. District 3's project review meeting is December 10th, and District 4 is December 12th. So you can mark the calendars accordingly. This will be lockdown meeting for all 2027 projects. So, and later in the meeting, I'll be discussing applications for the next round of funding. So, any questions?
Thank you, Amy. Moving on to old business, AMAT's funding policy guidelines. Curtis?
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So attachment 4A, you saw this in August. We've been working on this since May. We have our AMATS funding policy guidelines. In August, I read through the list of changes. We've received no comments since then. I will make one thing, though. We caught an error on the document itself. I believe on page 22, where we say a high crash location listed on AMAT's traffic crash report, that should now be 20 points instead of 15, as we had decided and was outlined in the memo. So that was my error, so I apologize for that. It'll be fixed before policy committee. But other than that, I'd be happy to answer any questions, and the staff does recommend approval of the funding policy. And as Amy said, she'll be talking a little bit more about how we've updated the application and things for this next round of funding.
Curtis, points went from 15 to 20?
Points went from 15 to 20. Crash. Yeah, for the MS high crash.
No further discussion. A motion is requested.
Calling note to approve.
Second review.
Okay, no further comments. So all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Moving on to new business, High Injury Network web map. Amelia.
All right, back with another web map, guys. All right, so the Safe Streets for All discretionary funding program is a competitive funding source created by the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. Safe Streets for All aims to make safer roadways and in turn prevent fatal and serious injury crashes. AMAT created its first Safe Streets for All action plan in 2023 in complement to our annual crash report. One caveat to Safe Streets for All action plans is the creation of a high injury network. High injury networks highlight roadway intersections and segments that have experienced two or more fatal or serious injury crashes. And AMAT set up our high injury network to use crash data from a five-year period, and this is updated every 2 years. Hence this new web map I have here. All right, so now when you get to the homepage on our web map, it's going to look like your average high injury network, like the same one from last year. You can zoom in, click on any intersection or segment that you would like, and you will get info about it on the right-hand side. You can also get rid of this if you'd like, make your map full screen, anything you can. You can really customize all of these pages. We have the same thing over here, but it gives you the option to put demographics behind the high injury network and investigate for yourself. We also wanted to give you guys a way to compare the quote-unquote old high injury network to this new one that we have. So on this page, when you load it up, the one you're going to see is our current 2019 to 2023 high injury network. What you can do is if you move this slider, it's going to pull you guys to the old 2017 to 2021 web map. But if you don't want to deal with any of that at all, you can completely turn it off and use it like you would any other web map you've seen before, turn on and off layers that you would like. And if you forget everything I just said, this question mark up at the top will have a little how-to for you guys. Now we do have all of the crashes as well. So this page gets a little overwhelming when you first load it up. We have a lot of data there, but it's only because all the layers are turned on at first. So on the right, you have the options to turn them all off, turn on which ones you'd like to see, wouldn't see. This has the same options as well. You click on one. Give it a moment, though, because there is a lot of data, and it's going to load information on the right for you guys about the crash. It's going to give you basically anything you should want to know about what happened there. Scroll down. There's a lot of information, too, so it's not just that. Same thing. Close it. Open it. Customize the page for yourself. One new thing we do have is down here in this right corner, you'll see it says crash data. You can click on this, and it's going to pull up some data we have involving broken down by years. So it's breaking down crash severity and by years, giving you numbers, and also graphing it out for you guys. And we have all of them once again. Scroll. There's a lot of information down there. And we do have the same thing as well for high injury network. We have some high injury data right there for you guys. All right, and we also wanted to do the same thing. We wanted to let you guys be able to break down crashes by year as well. So on this right-hand side, you'll see that 2017 is selected to start for you guys. You can turn that off and turn on a different year. Highly recommend only having one year on at once. Like I said, there's a lot of data in here. But we do also have the option for you guys to filter it down even more. So I'm on 2018 right now, so I'm going to be using these 2018 filters. If I only wanted to see the fatal crashes in 2018, you turn it on and it's going to filter it all down for you guys. And you could do multiple at once. If I wanted to see fatal and serious injuries, it'll load up for you guys as well. Once again, you can really make this map customized to you. And then last page, pedestrian and bicycle crashes. You guys can go in there and turn on pedestrian and bicycle crashes from the last high injury network and this new one as well for you guys. Whatever you would want to see. And they're symbolized differently, so hopefully there won't be too much confusion about what you're looking at. And same thing on the right, you will always have information about the crashes. All the pop-ups will come up. And same thing, we give you guys data for bicycle and pedestrian. Does anyone have any questions about any of that? No. And this is up on our website now for you guys, too.
I have just a general question.
Yes.
About, are you measuring at all, or do you have the ability to measure how the maps are being used? And any feel for, say, elected officials or citizens doing anything with these maps?
So do we collect data about like who's visiting the site type
right.
of thing? Yeah, actually, I know that ArcGIS Online does have a way for us to kind of view who's entering onto the website, but that data can kind of get clouded. As I go into it and make edits, it can also show that as well. But we do get a gauge about who will be using it. Any other questions?
I just think it looks great.
Thank you so much. That's awesome. I appreciate that. Awesome. That's all I have for you guys. Back to the PowerPoint.
I actually spent a few minutes this morning looking at it. And it has a very similar feel to the crash analysis tool that ODOT has. It would be a good asset. All right, moving on to resolutions. Amy.
Thank you. So amendment number 3 is to the TIP, and it is adding one project and adding the right-of-way phase for one project. We are adding funding to fiscal year 2026 that actually was carried over from 2025 to align with the cost of installing rideshare signs by ODOT. The other project is also this ODOT project that keeps coming back. The Kenmore leg, they added $28,140 right away, so we need to amend it and We also did interagency consultation on this because it is not air quality exempt. So we've done air quality analysis, and this will have to be sent to the feds to get approval. So other than that, there's just two projects for this amendment. Any questions?
Thank you, Amy. A motion is required.
Moore, move to approve.
Pauling, second.
All right, thank you. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Resolution 2025-13.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 6B in your packet is Resolution 2025-13. It's a TIP amendment at capital funds for PARTA. PARTA was recently awarded over $700,000 in funding from ODOT. These funds are flexed over from highway to transit use. The amendment adds funds for the purchase of buses, concrete repairs, maintenance equipment, and facility rehabilitation. All the projects are scheduled in fiscal year 2026. The staff is requesting approval of this resolution. Are there any questions?
A motion again is required.
Massey, move to approve.
Second, Collins.
First and second. Further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Jeff is going to present the next resolution also.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 6C. This resolution is to approve support for ODOT safety performance targets for calendar year 2026. This is our ninth year for supporting ODOT safety goals. With this resolution, the staff is requesting to support ODOT's statewide 2% annual reduction for all five safety performance measures. The safety factors are the number of fatalities, the fatality rate, the number of serious injuries, and the serious injury rate, along with the number of non-motorized fatalities and injuries. This is the same as last year's target, to which progress was made and this committee approved last year. MS agrees to plan and program projects so that they contribute toward the accomplishment of ODOT safety targets, which we already do. And AMS agrees to include performance-based decision-making as part of the project selection and funding process, which we already do. So the staff is asking for your approval of Resolution 2025-14. Are there any questions?
I do have a question. Over the last 9 years, how close have you met all the goals? I know study goals.
It varies from year to year. Sometimes we meet one or two of the safety targets, but in general, the trends have not been good. There have been a number of factors for that. Distracted driving, a number of other factors. So sometimes we hit the target, sometimes we don't. ODOT continues to provide funding for safety-related projects through its Highway Safety Improvement Program. And AMF supports that, and we continue to do what we're trying to do. Mr. Hatter.
Jeff, I think I asked this last year. Does the ability level of enforcement enter into the calculations at all? Meaning, if a governor came in and was really pushing, enforcing speed limits and so on, distracted driving as this governor has, is that factored in some manner?
Well, the safety factors, the statistics that they use to track that, the results have been mixed over the years. So ODOT continues to put a lot of money into safety program. I'm not sure if there's a solid correlation between, I mean, it must help, obviously, if they're putting money in, they're actually building safety-related projects, then I'm sure it would be worse if they didn't do that.
Thank you. further questions? Motion is required.
Is the 2% annual reduction recommendation the same as it's been to the previous question?
Yes.
All right, a motion is required.
We can move to adopt.
Kathleen, second.
No further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Heather's going to present the year-end completion report.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Each year, ODOT requires AMAS to compare the work proposed in the previous year's work program to the work that was actually completed. Attachment 6D is a summary of the fiscal year 2025 year-end completion report. The planning work necessary was completed by the end of the fiscal year on June 30th of this year. All work remains within budget. Staff is requesting approval of Resolution 2025-15 to submit the 2025 year-end completion report to ODOT. If anyone has any questions, I can answer them.
A motion is required. I almost said it's the last motion for the day, but it isn't. There's another one.
More.
Falling move to approve.
More, second.
Thank you, too. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Thank you.
Other business. Chairman.
Yeah, that's
me.
You.
That's me. Formation of 20. That is me. You,
no. Why can't you do? Yeah, I will do it though for you. So it's the nominating season again. So we are looking for a couple of people to submit or to volunteer to be on the nominating committee to determine who the next TAC chair and vice chair will be. I believe Mr. Mike Jones is currently the vice chair from Stowe, and we'll be picking a new vice chair and potentially nominating our next chair from Bob. So do I have, and this would just be done via email or via quick discussion. It's not a lot of work. So we'd just be looking for two nominees to join with Bob to create the committee. The gyms. All right, we're great. Thank you.
No, I don't. That's why I nominated. Sure.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. All right, we're going to move on to the calendar.
All right, so attachment 7B is not actually in your mail-out packet. We did bring it up on the screen, which my guess is you won't be able to read it, but I can tell you it exists. We will have it for policy committee. It's following the same schedule we did this year, including the AMETS annual meeting on the Friday before Columbus Day, and we have our December meetings, as well as moving. We used to do January, but we've been doing a February meeting at this point. So,
Curtis, I'm pretty sure that it's in the electronic packet.
Okay, so it just didn't get printed out. Okay, so for whatever reason, we don't have it, but we are looking for a motion on that.
I'll make that motion, Bashir Rittman.
Rich Paul, second.
No further discussion. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
All right, and before we get to Amy's item on C, I did just want to bring this to your attention. It's going to be something that we'll probably be speaking a little bit more about at the policy committee, but in case anybody wanted to get a head start on it, the Ohio House just introduced legislation trying to curtail, or I guess trying to fix the problem of MPOs. They've made a couple of, the legislation basically requires that MPOs do not have a majority county with the majority vote, if that makes sense. So basically, I should just read it. It says, the governing body of a metropolitan planning organization shall not include a majority of voting members from one county. Currently, AMETS has 26 members of Summit County and 20 of everyone else, so we do have a six-person deficit if for some reason this legislation passed. It also allows an MPO, or allows a county within an MPO that has 25% commuter exchange rate to move MPOs if they so choose. My understanding right now is the data says that there's one county in Ohio that can move from one MPO to another, and that is Medina County. So that would directly impact AMATS. Mm-hmm. What's not clear is that, and why I don't want to get too much into the weeds, is that there is a lot of federal code that kind of disputes or would say that this is not able to be executed. However, we don't know what's going to be happening. So our understanding is in the next couple of weeks it'll get assigned to a committee and then start going through that process, but I wanted to keep everyone just aware of it in case you wanted to let your mayors know beforehand, just that it is something that I'm hoping to have more information on before Thursday's policy committee meeting to advise our policy committee on. So
what's the House bill number?
The House bill number is 445. Introduced by Representative Daniels, Dimitrov, Fowler, Arthur, Ray, Romer. So Davila was the Davila was the spot, or was the introducer and co-sponsors, I'm sorry, were the others. So you know, at one point we thought it was just for regional councils, which AMATS is not a regional council, but the language that's included in one section basically says that we cannot have more than a majority for any one county.
So display, it sounds like at least two of those were Summit County.
Yeah,
I mean, I think, I don't want to project.
There might be more than I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm not, I think a lot of it has to do with what's going on between Strongsville, Brunswick, Medina, and Cuyahoga. There's also another element in here that says you can't have a job in another state, which I think is a direct attack at our sister agency to the north. There's other things that say, like, some of the language is just, it says that we cannot adopt policies that are more stringent than any corresponding state and federal policies, which I think is a stab at sort of the federal DEI type stuff. Mm-hmm. I just wanted you to be aware of it. I'm not really even prepared to discuss it at this point. It just was introduced last Friday, and we've just started discussing it. There is a regional council's statewide committee that, so, you know, a lot of these, like just for example, like OKI is out of Cincinnati. Well, they've got members in Kentucky and in Indiana, and there's not really a lot of clarity in, like, how do you deal with this? You know, we have a lot of multi-state MPOs in Ohio, so those are just things that I wanted you to be aware of at this point. So, and I'd be happy to send this out to anybody that wants to see it as well. So, but it is out there as House Bill 445. That's all I have.
Thank you. Amy's going to present an overview of our new funding applications.
So based on if our funding policy guidelines get approved next week, which so far we really haven't had any comments, so we're kind of assuming that they'll get approved next week. So I put applications together. So once the funding policy guidelines are approved, we can ship out the blank applications and everybody can start on their merry way to filling them out. So basically, this is what the new applications look like. I put together a sample for each of the funding sources. I changed it up just a little bit, and I'm hoping to send them out in Excel. If anybody does not have Excel or can't access it, let me know. I can put them out in like PDF so they can be printed, scanned, or whatever as necessary. But you can kind of fill them out in here, and then if you need like an extra row or something like that, you can just insert it. So we don't have the issue. basically, this is the STPG funds, and it's got a $6 million cap, and if you want PDIP, it's a four-year period. You have to have PSME done in a four-year period. Can everybody see that or no? Not really? Better?
I don't think that's going to help. I think it's just too small. I mean, which is fine. All this stuff is on the website, you know, to look.
It will be, yeah. So basically, I tried to put together some things for each of these, and I filled it out, and we're going to post these samples on the website. So, like, if you have questions, hopefully you can look at the sample and be like, oh, that makes sense, you know, just to give you a little more guidance. Because a lot of times we'll get applications and people don't know how to fill them out, or they get confused about stuff, and then I need more information, and then we go back and forth and end up making 50 phone calls and 30 emails. So basically the application has been changed a little bit. This time we, instead of having a line and having you put, you know, items in the lines, I did yes and no's. So it's pretty straightforward, yes and no. It's on the annual crash report, yes. It's not, or it is. So this way, it's a definitive thing. I will say on the STBG, all of the congestion will say no, because we don't have a single capacity improvement currently on our current congestion study. So this will always be no for everybody. We just filled this out. So it's kind of, I'm trying to give a sample of like what we're looking for, the level of detail that we're looking for, so that we can score without having to call and pester everyone 50 times. I did rearrange things slightly. I also separated PDIP this year. You can see it's only eligible for construction funding. There's some notes on the side so that you can know that you need to do an 80-20 split or an 80-20 split or 10% with the PDIP. So you can put in your numbers accordingly. And then this is just like the rest of the application. Similarly, we have resurfacing. It's a little shorter application. And we also have TASA. It's got quite a few things to circle, basically. And then this year, to try to help everyone out, I put PCI. Yeah, you guys probably know how to do this, but this is easier, you know? I have a PCI of 45 for 0.2 miles. And I have a PCI of 53 for 0.3 miles, and it gives you your weight, up to 5 segments. So you don't even have to think, you don't even have to worry about it. You just type in your mileage, you type in your numbers, it tells you your answer. I did the same thing for ADT, weighted ADT. You don't have to think about it, you just type it in. And then I also put a PDIP calculator as well. And so basically what you do is you type in, I have a $10 million project. And if you want to do STBG, there's a $6 million cap. If you want PDIP, there's a $100,000 cap. And so, you know, whatever you type in, and then you pick your program, these are your dollar amounts. You know, so if you have a resurfacing project that's, you know, $1.5 million, it gives you, you know, exactly what you need to pay and what you need to put in your sheets. So once again, just trying to make it so you don't really have to think about it. Type it in, put the numbers down, you know. If for some reason you decide not to do PDIP, you just subtract that PDIP number and add it to the local number. Yes.
2 years ago, PDIP had to be completed in 2 years for your engineering, your PSME package.
For resurfacing and TASA.
Okay, but not...
STBG has always been 4 years.
Okay.
Yep. any other questions? And like I said, we're going to post these on the website when we post the applications. And the applications will probably have these last three tabs, the PCI, the ADT, and the PDIP, actually attached to them. So you can go in and set up an application and type in all your numbers and then just move them over. So we actually had somebody suggest that, you know, we actually put like a link, you know, to pull the PDIP number in from the other tab. I don't know if you guys want to do that. It's not that hard to just type it in. So, but, so hopefully this clarifies PDIP a little bit more, because then when you type in your numbers, you know, it was kind of confusing before. So, I mean, if you have a lower cost project, like $400,000, you can see your PDIP amount right now. You know what I mean? So, that's kind of where we were trying to help everybody. So, any questions?
When do you want these by?
They are due November 7th.
And they will be posted next Friday after policy.
As long as policy approves funding policy guidelines, we'll post these next Friday sometime.
So if legislation is on its way, that's good, a copy of legislation, but not
yeah.
You still want legislation?
Always.
Always.
And obviously all these improvements are done to hopefully make it easier for you to put together applications, but just want to be clear, like, we all recognize you maybe do this every 2 years. You don't have to be experts on this. If you're working on an application and you're confused on anything, please give us a call. We are happy to help. Call Amy, call me. We'll walk you through whatever you need.
Like I said, this year I just tried to put some things together. So, because we don't do this all the time, I do it obviously way more than you guys do. I'm like, hey, I can just throw something together that you can just go through and, you know, you guys can just type it in real quick. You don't really have to think about it. Transfer the data over, and you're done. You know what I mean? And that way, you know, like I say, I did put, last time we didn't have a PDIP line in our application, and I thought that was not a good idea. Some people did use, like, the other categories to put PDIP, but, you know. The other thing I did want to mention is I put on here this time for the applications, the other funding is not other funding that you don't have. Other funding you're applying for should not be on the sheet, so it doesn't count. It has to be secured funding. So that's one clarification we wanted to do. So if you applied for safety and haven't gotten it yet, you can put a comment at the very bottom of the application, like, hey, I applied for safety as well, and I'm applying for this amount, just to give us a heads up, but that doesn't really count in the local share and stuff like that. So, or like CEAO, you know, CEAO can count towards local share, though, so.
These are fiscal year first.
30 and 31. We're 26 already.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
Want to give us your advertisement one more time for the annual
meeting? Oh, yeah. Yeah, the AMATS annual meeting where registrations are going strong. I'm working really hard on my presentation. I've been doing a lot of Photoshop of Jerry and ODOT, so I think we're going to have a lot of fun, and I hope you can make it.
Seats are limited.
Yeah, so. Sheridan's, and it's at the Sheridan, Friday, October 9th? 10th?
You could have my seat this year.
Yeah, you could take Bobby's seat.
It's O&L's fault. They changed the reason.
Okay.
I just saw that. I'm on the board now, so.
Well, you have to make.
I'll fix that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, and thank you. And we, you know, it's one of those events that we really do enjoy doing. So, we appreciate you all to be a part of it.
Most of us just go home afterward.
Yes.
Yeah. Early Friday. The weather's usually really good.
Yeah.
Always. Historically.
Wasn't designed that way at all.
All right, our next meeting is December 4th. Same place, same time. Long adjournment.